From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right in our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Tyler Eads, and for this episode, we're going to kind of have a dual format show. First, we'll hear from a contemporary string trio, and then we'll hear from a contemporary jazz group. Philadelphia String Trio, Time for Three, will kick off the show with a few masterfully executed songs, as well as an interview. Then we'll hear a performance from one of Indiana's favorite jazz artists, Rob Dixon. Both of these performances were recorded live at separate venues around Indianapolis, but before we give them a listen, we'll hear a word from our underwriters. Support for The Scene comes from Greek's Pizzeria of Muncie, offering pizzas, sandwiches, and salads for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Two locations in Muncie, 813 East McGalliard and 1600 West University in the Ball State Village. More at greekspizzeria.com. And from Muncie Music Center, equipping local bands with instruments and sound gear for 75 years. Individual and group lessons are available for musicians from novice to professional. More at muncymusic.com. In early February of 2017, The Scene had the opportunity to work with Time for Three, an internationally known classical music trio, as they performed in Indianapolis to promote a few of their upcoming events. If you aren't familiar with Time for Three, they're a truly unique group and we're excited for you to hear their performance. The trio consists of members Nick Kendall on violin, Charles Zhang, also on violin, and Renan Meyer on double bass. Time for Three members combine their diverse musical backgrounds in an effective effort to defy any traditional genre classification. With an uncommon mix of virtuosity and showmanship, the American trio performs music ranging from Bach to plain originals, as well as their own arrangements of everything from bluegrass and folk tunes to mashups of hits by the Beatles, Kanye West, Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, and many more. Recently, the trio added Charles Zhang, who is now bringing in an entirely new set of influences and skill sets, including singing. Also worth noting is that Time for Three served as the artist in residence for Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra's Happy Hour series this past season. Throughout this first half, you'll hear Time for Three perform live at the Hilbert Circle Center Theater, as well as a few clips from an interview conducted with Time for Three. Now, without any further delay, here's Time for Three. The host of the evening's event, Beth Outland, had sat down with Time for Three and asked them a few questions. One pertained to their practices and the creative writing process used when writing. Double bassist Renan Meyer takes a minute to talk about it as well as demonstrate it with the rest of the group. Take a listen.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, no, improvisation to like a lot of younger musicians or even older musicians, you know, it comes across sometimes like as a disease, like, you know, I have improvisation. And it really shouldn't, you know, it's something that it should be embraced. You know, there's a little spectrum that we've created over the years, which the spectrum is, you know, of course, the notes, you know, the black and white notes, you know, the notes on the page. Then you have the next thing you have is interpretation. And right in the middle, you have spontaneity, improvisation, pandemonium.
Going off the rails.
Going off the rails. And they all have a purpose. You know, when you first start, you know, the music in front of you, it's a script, right? So you're just trying to get your bearing. The interpretation, I'm going to turn this into something that might actually connect. Spontaneity, I look at an artist like Yo-Yo Ma, he'll play the Dvorak Cello Concerto, but even though it's written down, it's like it's happening right then and there for the first time.
He's played it like 3,000 times.
He's played it 3,000 times. Every time it's different, which is remarkable. And then there's improvisation, which is, of course, some sort of a structural, on-the-spot creative process. You know, you have like a form, chord changes, and you do something with that. And then pandemonium, which is this free feeling, you know? And it could be combustional, kind of like a Jackson Pollock painting, you know, the way that's created. But it's there and it lives after the fact. Somewhere in the middle of all that, that spontaneity and the way they all kind of manifest is something that I've always personally really admired. So even when you're improvising or living in that pandemonic world or you're reading the notes for the first time, it's that goal to get to that middle of the spectrum. So the fulcrum point, yeah. So we'll try to do that right now. And it's also really funny because you say, you know, go improvise. It's almost like go have a good time, you know.
Yeah.
Or you know, like go, you know. So it's kind of like a game, you know. When we play basketball, you know, obviously there's the game. You know, you have to get in the net. You have to figure out strategy to do that. So I have no idea what we're gonna do right now.
That's the beauty, baby.
We've started with pandemonium.
A little bit, pit stuff. Michael Jackson's a good
example. Okay, yeah. I mean, I play guitar as well, so I just kind of translate a lot of that to the fiddle.
In high school, you used to play like electric guitar. You had a band, and you were lead and electric guitar player. Right?
it was called Charlie Railroad, and I used to play guitar, and it was, you know, it was not. My mom is a violinist, so she was very conservative, and it was a waste of my time to do any of that stuff on the violin. So I would do it on the guitar, and it was somewhat better. She didn't think I was wasting my talent there. but in a lot of regards, it was, you know, I always felt like I was rebellious by doing this stuff, and finally I was like, ah, screw it, I'm going to do it on the violin. So that's what are these kind of extended techniques. I'm curious all the time, so...
Charles, show us.
You know, you can play flamenco stuff, or... So that was a piece by Bach. Just played a little different.
And Nick's got all this, you know, really cool, you know, strumming that he does that's different than that. It's like a different technique. It's actually like they have a different characteristics about the way they strum, and it also adds like this fullness of sound.
Thank you.
You're listening to Time for Three on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio. To learn more about them, you can visit their website at tf3.com. That's tf3.com. Now, as mentioned earlier, Time for Three has recently added violinist and vocalist Charles Yang to the group. With the introduction of Yang, Time for Three has started incorporating vocals into their new music. For this next bit, I had the opportunity to ask the guys a few questions myself, so I decided to take the chance to gain their thoughts on how well things are going with the new vocally induced sound. Here's what they said.
It's been definitely a step up of energy and enthusiasm to our group. We feel like we've been, you know, reborn, if you will, or something like that. It's like, we always have had the great vibes of respect and, you know, affection from our fans and audiences that we play for, make music for. But now with the songs, it's like a whole other level. I mean, you know, we're not of the mindset in any way. And we, for the 15 years that we were instrumental, we always felt like, God, you know, just a little envious of a singing group, you know, because, you know, that's the way that most musicians connect, you know, is by singing. That the song is like 99% of the world. So when you're getting into instrumental sound, we actually make this joke, because for 15 years, you know, we're on the plane and people are like, what do you do? You know, you meet somebody. Oh, I'm in a band. Like, no way. Well, are you the singer? Are you the drummer? You know, like, oh no, I play the bass, or I play the violin. And immediately, you know, they're, oh wow, that's really cool. So what kind of music is it? You know, like, well, we're an instrumental band. And like immediately you see the enthusiasm just go, oh. And they're so like, you know, do I want to keep talking to the person, you know? And sometimes every once in a while you run into somebody's like, oh man, I used to play the cello. I love it. You know, that's great. And we're not knocking instrumental music, because obviously we love it and we were so devoted and we are devoted to it. But, you know, as soon as you say, you know, we have a song, or we have songs, people are just so jacked, you know. And it's also been really hard to describe Time for Three for 15 plus years.
I actually think it's harder to explain to people what it is yet, you know, right now. It's like, oh, you're an instrumental group, but you also sing. But that's what's beautiful about music today, too. It's like, you know, you can't really explain what genre people are. Everything's mixing. Everything's, you know, fusing together. You're getting funk is back, you know. Funk is totally back again. But it's mixed in with like some electronic music, and is really, I think, a great time to be a musician right now, to be creative.
And creative is exactly what they've been. They've put their heads together to come up with a lot of their own original compositions, and they don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. To close off this portion of the episode, here's a recent composition of theirs that includes their new vocal sound.
Sickness in his bones, but he keeps a smile on his face. Oh, born with a heart that's overgrown, a song that beats its own pace. A misunderstood, for to be good, hands in his pockets, his head in his hood, hiding and shy, miss of a guy. Fighting and trying and dying inside, he cries joy, joy. He cries joy, disappear. He don't feel no shame. understood and fought to be good. Hands in his pockets, his head in his hood. He was a star, trying too hard. Love was around him, but he was too scarred. Hiding and shy, a mess of a guy. Plotting and trying and dying inside. He cries, joy, joy.
That was Time for Three. You can find their music as well as upcoming performances on their website at tf3.com. That's tf3.com. For the next half of our show, we will be switching gears from classical to jazz. We'll have talented jazz artist Rob Dixon. Years of experience in performing with some of the biggest names in modern jazz show in every aspect of his performance. You won't want to miss it. Thanks for listening, and we'll hope you stay tuned for the next half of our show. You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. For the next half of the show, we're showcasing Indianapolis jazz artist Rob Dixon. Starting his career back in 1996, Dixon traveled to New York, where he started playing shows around town with several up-and-coming jazz artists. After his time in New York, he spent 4 years working in Illinois Jacket's big band, and then started following Mark Turner shortly after. In 2003, Dixon moved to Indianapolis and started working with several jazz organizations within a tri-state region. Along with that, he signed with Owl Studios and has since released 2 albums as bandleader and then featured among various other albums released through the label. You'll find Rob Dixon performing all over the state, especially at the Chatterbox venue in Indianapolis. It's here that The Scene had an opportunity to record his performance back in mid-2016. We're excited for you to hear Dixon's sound that was crafted through many years of experience, so without further ado, The Scene presents Rob Dixon. We'll be right back.
Go, 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 go Richard Floyd on the drums. Richard Sleepy Floyd. Brandon Meeks on the bass.
Thank you.
You're listening to Rob Dixon, right here on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. We'll be right back. Just heard Rob Dixon on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. To find out more about Rob Dixon, you can visit the Al Music Group website at almusicgroup.com. Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students, including Joel Stoltz, Trevor Matthews, Isaac Andrews, and myself, Tyler Eads. I also serve as the booking and communications coordinator. To find out more about the musicians, bands, and venues we feature on The Scene, you can visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous shows. It's all at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, you can follow our Facebook page, The Scene on IPR, and our Twitter and Instagram handles, @TheSceneOnIPR. You can listen to The Scene anytime you want by subscribing to our podcast. You can find a link to it on our website. Or subscribe for free in the iTunes online store. This episode of The Scene was mixed and produced by Joel Stoltz and myself. Thanks for listening, and join us next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, on The Scene.